Hello, Audio Boo. I just thought I'd do a little bit of a quickie here. I'm in one of those feel-good kind of moods. Got this feel-good feeling inside because yesterday something good actually happened for me. I know not a lot of you probably won't really care about it because, you know, it's probably not something that most of you are interested in or anything like that. But for me, it's something really, really big. Just lately I've been thinking about my I've just been feeling a bit low about my writing because, you know, when I was younger and stuff, people always encouraged me to write and, you know, get it out there and, you know, share it with the world and things like that. And I started writing on Wattpad, you know, and in the past I've always had like good reviews and good things because I used to publish some of my works on my MSN MySpace, but you know recently, well, MSN MySpace had got taken down, and then I discovered Wattpad just recently, and on Wattpad my works weren't really doing as well as I would have liked, but you know, but yesterday something quite good happened because I started promoting it on the Wattpad. I follow the Wattpad fan page on Facebook, and what they're doing is they're actually doing guides, you know, guides to and guides and advice on how to write a good story and how to promote it and stuff like that, and one of their posts I sort of commented on it, and I also posted it on their Wattpad page as well, on one of their Wattpad books and stuff. And people started actually looking at my work, and one person actually clicked the vote button, and then a few more started, and it sort of went there really. And somebody actually left a comment yesterday, quite a really nice one actually, and they said because. The one that I had actually promoted, because the other ones are actually on hold at the minute, but it's called Halloween at Hogwarts, and it was originally a Halloween sort of story. I was trying to get it out for Halloween originally, but it didn't work out. I sort of missed that deadline, so I decided to try and take what they're calling on Wattpad, they're calling the Watties 2014 challenge, which ends on 23rd of December. So I've got another deadline to sort of beat. So I put the other ones on hold, and I'm sort of going with this one, and I've sort of promoted it and stuff, and you know, and I asked people to. I took their advice and asked people to sort of read my book and, you know, vote and comment and stuff, and somebody actually left me quite a nice comment, and they said that, and two people have said this now, so which is really great, which is why I feel really good. And they said, what they said was that it was the first fan fiction story, Harry Potter fan fiction story that they've actually read that sounded, you know, very much like that was in the style of J.K. Rowling's own writing. And not only that, but it was quite legit. It was the first story that they've actually read anything like it, and that seemed more legit than anything that they'd actually read on Wattpad. And that, you know, because they'd not seen anything like it before, that actually, you know, went quite well with the actual storyline that J.K. Rowling had written. And you know, they said they'd never read anything, you know, as good as that. So that was quite nice to actually have somebody to say that. And then on Facebook, a friend of mine read it, and she also said something similar and said it was almost like being back at Hogwarts and actually reading one of J.K. Rowling's own book. And it was almost like, you know, reading one of her books. And it was just really nice to have sort of comments like that, which is really, really good. And it's great to actually hear comments like that. And you know, that's the sort of thing I'm looking for. But you know, it's not easy, you know, it's not easy promoting your book, and it's not easy getting that sort of comments and likes on it, because you're constantly trying to please the audience, and it's not always easy to please the audience. You know, I mean, the attitude that I started to take after a couple of weeks of not getting anywhere. I'd been on Wattpad for a couple of months now, for maybe 6 or so months, and you know, basically I didn't have many votes or anything. You know, there were no comments or anything like that. And when you go through that sort of attitude, you think, what's the point of me stressing and thinking about, you know, what the people will like, and trying to get it right, and trying to perfect your books when nobody's even paying much attention to them? And you know, there's no, you know, I started to take the attitude that there's no point really and trying and just write it. And I just thought, I'm just going to write it anyhow. I'm going to just write it the way I think the book should go. And, you know, I'm not going to even bother about, you know, making it interesting for the, you know, for the audience, because there's no point if they're not even going to, you know, if I'm stressing out here and I'm working hard and putting in, you know, incredibly a lot of effort. I'm not saying that I stopped putting effort in. I did carry on, you know, I was still putting effort into it. It was just that I decided I didn't want to stress about, you know, oh, is this, does this look good? Does this look right? You know, what are people going to think about this? What are people going to say about that? I actually stopped thinking about that, and I actually started writing what I would have liked to read and something, you know, that I wanted to put. And I decided I'm going to make the story my own, you know, my way, and forget about the audience. And, you know, it was just surprising to actually, you know, have that sort of comment and that sort of feedback come back. So that's really, really good. And I'm in one of those really happy moods, and I'm quite happy about that. And I'm a little bit more hopeful about it now. So hopefully it'll be a really good motivation to keep writing and, you know, to, you know, keep on with my work. And I was just thinking maybe I should, you know, because I've been watching a lot of these write it guides on Wattpad. You know, they've got these YouTube videos called write it guides, or whatever, I can't remember what they actually call, but they were doing videos with tips and stuff. So maybe I thought maybe on Audioboo I'd try doing something a little bit like that. Somebody else has done one of those before on Audioboo. Rachel N92, she did some really good audioboos on tips and, you know, an advice on how to write good books and stuff like that, and, you know, writing advice and things like that. You know, and, you know, they were quite good. You know, so yeah, I thought, why not have a go and do one of those myself. So it'll be sort of advice, and it'll be sort of like my own opinions and my own thoughts on, you know, good writing. You know, and see how that goes, you know. So I just thought I'd give it a go, so I might try that, I don't know, at some point. Maybe not now, maybe not today, but at some point I might have a go at that, and, you know, post some you know, writing tips and stuff, or my opinion on what makes a good writing. On Wattpad, the style that I'm trying to go for is very, I'm trying to go for a very professional style of writing, and trying to make my books look as professional as possible. A lot of the writers on Wattpad, their writing, you know, isn't as professional, and they like to, when they change the point of view of a character and things, you know, they write POV, you know, so-and-so, they write the character name and then write POV, but I don't do it like that. And, you know, I'm actually trying to go for a very professional look about my books, and I want them to have a professional feel. So that's the sort of thing I'm sort of looking for. So hopefully, you know, more people do take notice, and I hope that, you know, more people enjoy reading my books, and, you know, that they like it, and, in, you know, and really appreciate the style and the way it's written, you know. And so that's that, really. I'm just in a really good mood today, so I just thought I'd let you all know. I thought I'd come on here and just do a short boot about, you know, how I'm feeling today. So anyway, it is Sunday, 30th of November, 2014, and it is 6:35 in the evening. Anyway, I hope you are all well, and I shall speak to you all very, very soon. Bye.